more like flying up here or swimming, and I think, I feel like it's more like swimming, so I think the goldfish initially would feel it maybe at home because you just are floating just like you are in water. However, after a while, I think it would also get a little bit maybe disoriented in this atmosphere just because there's not really a good reference for up and down. Over. Gases like that, we have equipment that takes care of that and processes it. One Russian piece is called the Vodduk, in which it absorbs this carbon dioxide, and we also have another machine which absorbs other micro-purities in the air, and then it is baked out and sent out to vacuum. Over. Hi, O'Day. I think some planets have rings because they are very lucky, just like why we have people living on Earth. Just a combination of the right atmosphere and chemicals in the atmosphere, and also the right gravitational pull. I was researching Saturn, and I noticed that it has a different type of atmosphere than we have. It also has ice in those rings, and some of those pieces of those rings are about a kilometer big. So I think it's just the right combination for the right planet. Each of our planets are different. Over. That's a really good question. I think what would happen is just like when we fire an engine here, it would the piece would accelerate and probably increase its level in the orbit. So it's what we call orbital mechanics. I think it would run forever and ever unless it hits something. Over. Save our planet and how we can help the future generations of people on the Earth. Over. I think I hear Megha's voice. How are you? I miss you guys very much. The experiments we're carrying out here are primarily to find out how we can live in space for a longer period of time so you guys can go back to the moon or over to Mars. We're the stepping stones that you guys will use because we're trying to find out how humans can live in space for a longer period of time, what we need to eat, what types of exercise we need to do, what kind of medical care we can do up here if people are staying in space for longer, and how do we build other pieces or spacecraft in space. So we're just being the experiment to lay the groundwork for you guys to go on. Over. And supplies us, as well as the Soyuz vehicle, which comes up and supplies the new expedition crews. And so we have a bunch of different vehicles that come here to supply, to give water and food and other types of things that we need, because there is a limited supply up here. Over. Well, we eat food here just like we do in the at home. About three times a day, we have a meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The food is made of half of Russian food.